Options are the rights, but not obligations, to buy or sell a derivative contract. An option to buy is often known as a call option, and an option to sell is often known as a put option. Where such a contract is entered into, the bank or financial institution will normally charge a premium or fee to acquire this right. Where the option is exercised, it may give rise to a forex gain or loss, if the underlying subject matter is a foreign currency, which in many situations it will be. Options include warrants, which entitle the holder to subscribe for debt or equity in the company. However, options exclude contracts that are settled in cash, unless, of course, the cash is a foreign currency, in which case the option is included in the usual way. Let us take a look at an illustration. Here we have a company with a September year-end entering into an option on the 1st of July 2009 to sell £600,000 sterling for 1.4 million utopian shillings a year later on the 30th of June 2010. The cost of the option is £4,500, payable at the start of the contract. At the end of the company's accounting period on the 30th of September 2009, the option has a market value of £8,000. So how do we account for this? Let's assume fair value accounting has not been adopted by the company. We will amortize on an accruals basis. The contract runs from the 1st of July 2009 to the 30th of June 2010. 3 months of this are in the company's year ended the 30th of September 2009, and 9 months are in the company's accounting period ending the 30th of September 2010. We therefore will accrue 3/12 of £4,500 in the year ended the 30th of September 2009, giving us £1,125. And for the year ended 30th September 2010, we accrue 9/12 of the fee, giving us £3,375. The company will decide whether the option should be exercised, i.e., should we exchange 1.4 million utopian shillings and receive £600,000 on the 30th of June 2010. The value per the contract is that we will pay £600,000 and receive 1.4 million utopian shillings. So we know that the contract will cost us £600,000. Let us assume that the exchange rate on the 30th of June 2010 is 3 utopian shillings to the pound. If we were to go out onto the market and buy 1.4 million utopian shillings, it would cost us £466,667. But if we buy them under the terms of this contract, it will cost us a lot more, i.e. £600,000. Therefore, the company will choose not to exercise this option, as they can buy the currency on the current market at a much lower price. Let us assume that the contract is accounted for using the fair value method of accounting. Firstly, taking the year ended 30th of September 2009, we will have paid all of the fees up front of £4,500. So these are a loss on the financial instrument. However, from the 1st of July to the 30th of September 2009, the contract has increased in value from nil to £8,000, giving us a net gain in the year ended 30th of September 2009 of £3,500. However, in the year ended 30th of September 2010, although we don't pay out any fees, the value of the contract has fallen from £8,000 down to zero by the 30th of June 2010. So under the mark-to-market method of accounting, we will recognise a gain in the year ended 30th September 2009 of £3,500 and a loss in the year ended 30th September 2010 of £8,000. The overall position is a loss of £4,500, which is the amount that we paid to enter into this contract.